Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Greetings, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. Today, we continue our short series entitled, It Takes Guts. And today is part two of three, talking about it takes guts to stand by your Christian convictions. So what is a conviction? A conviction is a belief that is considered true and worthy of maintaining, regardless of the consequences. However, in our day, we live in a generation that's being persuaded that there are no absolute moral truths. Instead of relying upon the truths in the Bible, each person is left to decide what is right in his or her own eyes. So, in a society where there are no standards whatsoever, we have become ungodly, immoral, unsafe, and we've become worthy of God's judgment. We need to turn from this very dangerous situation and stand firmly, without compromise, for our biblical beliefs. And that's getting harder and harder to do in America. Daniel is a perfect example of a man who lived according to his very strong scriptural convictions. Daniel was willing to stand for them even when doing so could have cost his life. When King Nebuchadnezzar conquered the nation of Israel, he took several young men to Babylon to train and indoctrinate into the Babylonian culture. Daniel, who was a teenager at that time, remained in Babylon throughout the reigns of Nebuchadnezzar, his son Belshazzar, Darius the Mede, and Cyrus the Persian. Although Daniel was a foreigner, he influenced all four kings and became a person of great authority. Because he never backed down from his convictions, the phrase, "the God of Daniel," echoed throughout the chambers of those pagan kingdoms. To resist the temptations to compromise our standards today, you and I need to follow Daniel's godly example to see how he stood up for his convictions when he was a teenager. So early in life, Daniel made up his mind to live as a Hebrew and to keep the law of Moses. His first test came when he was given food and wine from the king's sumptuous table. Since this food had been offered to idols, he requested a diet of vegetables and water. So, after 10 days, the king's official found that Daniel and his friends looked much healthier than the other youths. Daniel was convinced that he should be a godly example to others. His determination to live in obedience to God set an example for the other Jewish young people who were living in that heathen society. Daniel knew that God would hear and answer his prayers. See, Daniel had the boldness to hold firm to his convictions and risk requesting a different diet. Since the Lord is committed to answering the prayers of His children who walk in obedience, we can also have this same conviction in our lives. Daniel was also committed to being true to the Word of God. When King Nebuchadnezzar had an alarming dream that we find in Daniel chapter 4, the Lord gave Daniel the horrifying interpretation to that dream. At that moment, Daniel had to decide whether he would tell the king the truth or conceal it. Despite the danger, Daniel held to his persuasions and delivered the Lord's message to the king. He had the courage to stand up for what was right, even though the king could have eliminated him, just wiped him out. This young man, Daniel, had a conviction that he was not going to bow down to any other false god. At one point, Daniel's three friends who shared his beliefs were put to the test. When Nebuchadnezzar made an image of himself and commanded all the people to bow down to it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused, even though they faced being thrown into a burning furnace. They believed that the Lord could deliver them. They were willing to die rather than bow down to any other false god. And finally, Daniel was fully persuaded that God would protect him no matter what. Daniel could not be bought off or frightened into compromise because he had nothing to fear as long as his convictions were founded upon God's word and upon God's word alone. So what was Daniel's motivation in all of this? This young man, Daniel, was compelled to stand firm because, first of all, he was taught by his parents. Having grown up in Jerusalem, Daniel learned to obey the Mosaic law. He studied the Word of God. Since he knew the Scriptures, he could confidently stand on the truth when challenged or questioned. Daniel loved the Lord. His devotion to God and His Word empowered his commitment. And he was committed to obeying the one true God. Daniel didn't just know the Word and love the Lord. He proved it by his obedience. Now, there were consequences to Daniel's courageous stand. As we look back at Daniel's life, we can see the results of his faithfulness in these following ways. He remained obedient to the Lord, no matter what. Daniel won his first battle when he refused to defile himself with the king's food. But that was just the beginning of his lifelong obedience to God. Daniel also influenced his companions to do the same. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego followed Daniel's example of obedience in refusing to eat the king's food. And they were all blessed by God for their faithfulness to him. Daniel's obedience also opened doors of great opportunity to counsel and influence kings. Think about it. If Daniel had chosen to just blend into the culture, the kings probably wouldn't have noticed him. But because he was a person of character who stood up for his convictions, the kings heard about the one true God. So today, as believers, we can make an impact in the lives of others by boldly living for Jesus Christ without compromising our values. God gave Daniel favor with those kings. Although Daniel was a foreigner who held firmly to his Hebrew beliefs, nevertheless, he was promoted to the highest places of authority by every king he served. Instead of persecuting him for speaking the truth, they raised him up. And that's the favor of God, dear one. And finally, God endowed Daniel with one of the most important prophecies in his word. Because Daniel had remained a trustworthy and obedient servant in the midst of this Babylonian culture, the Lord entrusted him with amazing prophecies about future events. Our future, dear one, today. So what about your convictions? What are your convictions? Let me tell you, God is looking for people like Daniel, followers of Christ, who will stand by their godly convictions, even in the face of intimidations, being canceled, or in the face of threats, or temptation to compromise for profit. Loved one, please, use your God-given convictions to guide your actions. Hallelujah. The starting point is in knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Do you know Jesus? Do you worship Him? Is He your Savior, Lord, and best friend? If you have not given your heart to Him, what's keeping you from doing so? The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation, and that now is the appointed time. If you feel a stirring in your heart, if you're telling yourself right now, you know what, this all sounds good, but I don't think I've ever made a commitment to Christ. And I don't understand all this stuff in the Bible. Dear one, listen. Come to Jesus. Come just as you are. He will accept you just as you are. But He loves you too much to let you remain the way you are. He will give you the power to change. When you're born again, when you accept Him as Savior and Lord, the Bible says that you become a new creation. Your spirit is reborn. Old things have passed away, and now all things have become new, and all things are now of God. Become a new creation in Christ today, while you have time. Let's pray this prayer together. Open your heart and pray this with everything that's inside you. Yes, pray it out loud. Dear God in heaven, yes, repeat after me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus, and in my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I'm forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. And Jesus, I will live for you and I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Oh, my friend, if you've prayed that with me, with all your heart, I welcome you. I welcome you into the family of God. You have now become a citizen of heaven. Praise God. Contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on that contact tab and write to me. Tell me, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is now Lord of my life, and I'll never be the same. Praise God. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. I'll send you a word of encouragement. And what's more, I will pray for you and send you a free resource through the mail, postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. Hallelujah. Pastors, please check out our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Check out the testimonials page of other pastors and church leaders where we have ministered all throughout America. God has moved powerfully in our services, and He will move powerfully in your church. I would love to be able to preach and teach your congregation and your community in the message of the cross. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I pray for you guys weekly, and I want to pray a blessing over you right now. Lift a hand or two, if you would, and receive. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.